Quite an incredibly dominant performance from the Penrith Panthers last night. They weren't the only ones at a Coors Stadium that had a fantastic grand final victory. The NRLW was won in a dominant performance by the Newcastle Knights, 32 points to 12. Their coach is Ronnie Griffiths. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Ronnie.
How you going, Jimmy? Thanks for having me, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Congratulations. How does that feel? You're a premiership-winning coach in the NRLW.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I got to share a moment yesterday with my wife. We were staying across from a Coors Stadium, and I just said for me it was great to be able to share that with her. There were people that have had a big influence in my life along the way as a coach that I couldn't share it with, but it was important that I had the family. But mate, it's a surreal feeling. It hasn't sunk in, but it's something that we'll cherish and never forget.
Yeah, fantastic. And just before we get to the game and get to the performance of your team, and indeed everyone in the team, who are those people, Ronnie, over the course of your journey that's had a huge influence in who you are and how you've come to this position in the NRLW?
Definitely mum and dad, and in particular dad. He was like a coach before his time, so I grew up, he was a captain coach, and those lessons that I learnt, his philosophy I suppose it became a learned behaviour for me and things that have, held me in good stead as a coach. I need to acknowledge Michael Maguire. He gave me my opportunity at the West Tigers. And I learned a lot from Madge and called him last night. He's over in Leeds to say thank you. So, mate, there are plenty of others along the way.
That is fantastic. Well, it erases some of those memories of the West Tigers, which is a positive. So let's get to it. Did you ever get a sense a little bit nervous? Paris score first. You're the raging hot favourites going into the game. Did you at any point get nervous about how it was playing out, Ronnie?
I thought it was a peculiar game to watch from up in the coach's box. I didn't get nervous because I thought every game this year we'd won from in front, we'd won from behind, but more importantly, our defensive resolve was really good. So that was why I didn't get nervous. I knew that if we conceded one, I didn't think we'd concede too many more. And we certainly had some points in us. So certainly moments of, thinking what if or, what do we need to do? But had complete confidence in our defence that we could certainly hold them to a limited amount of points and get points when was required for us.
Yeah, it's a really big decision by the club after a really disappointing first year in the NRLW. You go out and you recruit arguably the best back and the best forward in the competition, Tamika Upton and Millie Boyle, and their numbers and their performance on grand final day completely highlights that. That's a big move by the club. That's a real investment in the NRLW side, which I think right now is clearly the right thing. Do you think that at all times that the club was a believer in how big and how good this team can be?
Well, certainly when I can't speak from earlier in the year. I know that there were some good learnings to come out of that. But as soon as I come on board, their thought pattern was that they wanted to have success. Doesn't matter whether it's the men's or the ladies, they wanted success. And the two players they purchased certainly didn't create success, but I tell you what, they showed a lot of players how to win.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a semi-final last week. I haven't coached a player that's played a better game than Millie Boyle did last week, and I could, nearly say the same thing for Tamika yesterday. She was undoubtedly our best player.
Karen Murphy medalist, so congratulations, Tamika. I look at the data coming out of Millie Boyle's performance. I think she was 57 minutes on the field, 29 hit-ups, 268 metres, throw in 23 tackles as well. She must be some sort of athlete, Ronnie.
Yeah, she is. From day one when we did our testing, and we're not big on testing, I'm certainly not as a coach, but we did a little bit of testing just to have a look at a few different things, and she was right up there from that with day one. So she turned up fit, ready to go. Supreme athlete. The other thing, with Millie too, is that because we went with the two hookers, they're both little, and we move one back to lock at certain stages, so you end up a big middle short.
Yep.
But Millie just picks up the slack there and does the work, so it probably shows how good she actually is.
Yeah.
She's doing the work of two, one and a half players at times.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Back at the club after the grand final victory, how was the team embraced by the Knights supporters and indeed the town itself?
I think if you look at any social media today, you'll see a photo of our team or our squad and the crowd in Newcastle. It was phenomenal. They all got on stage or in front of the stage and took a massive photo. And, I know the players certainly are grateful for the support, but they deserve that sort of support too, Jimmy. They work hard. They've got jobs. They've got kids. and they come to training and work for 4 or 5 hours a night, sometimes 4 days a week. So they deserve all the recognition and kudos and accolades they get.
That might be a next extension. Collective bargaining agreement still hasn't been determined. They're looking at a minimum wage for NRLW players. I'd imagine, and probably easy for you to say at this point, Ronnie, but you'd be in full support of especially a rise in the minimum level.
I definitely think so. I mean, I know what we asked of our players, and at different stages throughout the year, you know, we really thanked our players because we asked them to work very hard. Yeah, so at least a rise in the minimum, mate, would be great.
Yeah. Moment after the match, and Channel 9 commentator and, of course, legendary night, clearly the best of all time, Andrew Johns goes down and shakes hands with everyone in the team, and then a special hug for Jesse Southall. That's a special moment, I would have thought, just for the whole team and also for everyone else to see that this great male player is recognising the great attributes of the female team.
It is, mate. It really is. And further to that, he was in the sheds before the game and come and wished them all luck, mate. Shook each one of their hands individually. Thursday night, we had Paul Harrigan come in and address the group. And that's what Newcastle is built on the back of. And we haven't strayed too far from that since we started. So it's important that we pay homage to the foundation laid by the team of 88. And we really, you know, focus and harness the Newcastle way.
Yeah, no doubt. Where are you headed? Are you catching up with the team today?
Yeah, we've got a team barbecue breakfast this morning, mate. So head in there now and catch up, cooking breakfast, mate. Then they'll head off on their celebrations for the day.
Fantastic. Thoroughly deserved, Ronnie. Congratulations. You've been a dominant team throughout the course of this year and clearly dominant on the day in that big 32-12 victory. Congratulations, Ronnie Griffiths, Premiership winning coach.
Thanks for your support, Jimmy. Look forward to catching up in the future.